V'chol she'ilo v'yochid. Any time that a yochid, if one person is tamei, the din is nitche, we say he's pushed off, he can't bring the Korban Pesach today, so he brings it on Pesach Sheni. If a person was a tamei sheret erev Pesach, he was a tamedik person, he can't become tor, the din is he has to be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Then the locher is, v'tzibur avdei b'tumo. If a tzibur became tamei, they're allowed to do it, a tumma is sutra b'tzibur. A dechuyah b'tzibur. If the old tzibur is tamei l'meis, they're allowed to bring the korban even though they're tamei. And the klal is like this now. V'chol milsa the isa b'tzibur. Anything that is done by a korban tzibur is isa b'yochid. A yochid could also do this for his korban pesach. V'chol milsa, but anything, the leisa b'tzibur, that a korban tzibur, when the tzibur brings the korban, does not have it, is leisa b'yochid. You don't have it by a yochid either. So mele, the klal is like this. Arelis, let's say people are an oral. That means they didn't have a bris milah yet. Who are they? Let's say Roy Klai Yisrael for some reason didn't have a bris milah done to them. And it comes now Erev Pesach. So Roy with a tzibah cannot bring the Korban Pesach right now. The ikula tzibah reilim, let's say a mitzias happened, Roy with the Yidin at that time, all didn't have a bris milah done to them yet. They were our reilim. Ninu. The locher is Amrina Lu, we tell them right now, Kumu muhulu nashaychu, get up right now Erev Pesach and go make a bris milah. Because the tzibur cannot bring the korban. As even if the rov with the tzibur are arelim, there's no heter. Our list is never doicha b'tzibur. Even if the whole Klai Yisrael didn't make a bris milah, nobody has a right to bring korban pesach. We don't say like tumah. When rov with the tzibur is tamei, then we say the tzibur is allowed to bring the korban even though they're tamei. That's only a chiddush by tumah. But let's say rov tzibur didn't have a bris milah done to them, then nobody could bring korban pesach. Therefore, what do we tell them? You go ahead right now and make a bris milah today to bring the korban pesach. V'yavid apitzcha and make a korban pesach. The mail of the klal is yochid nami. To a single person, we say the same thing. Amrinan lei kum molu. We tell a single person, if you're an oro, you didn't have a bris milah. It's erev pesach right now. You can't tell me you're potter like you have no chiv. No. Just like the old tzibur has a chiv to make a milah, a yochid, a single person also, has a chiv to make a bris milah right now, and he's called a mechuyev in korban pesach. Amrinan lei kum molu, v'yavid pitzcha. That's why it's called the second din of Reb Lezer, that an oro, that on erev pesach, if he doesn't bring a korban pesach, he's chayev koros, because he has the chiv to make a bris milah on himself right now. Just like if the old tzibur is tamei, we say if the old tzibur is an oro, we say everybody has to make a bris milah today and bring the korban pesach. If the yochid also has to do it. Therefore, he's called a mechuyev bedavar. Viloy moyo v'yavid, and if the person does not make the bris milah on himself, on his koros, he's called b'mezid. He did not bring a korban pesach, and he has a chiyuv koros. Mashen kein tumah. Our case is hazor. What's hazor? That this person is a tamei meis, and it's on the seventh day now is erev pesach. That the question is, this person called the mechuyev to bring a korban right now, a person that's a tamei meis, and the seventh day comes out on erev pesach. So right now that the person is still tamei, before they sprinkle the mechatas on this person, the churi is tamei, he can't bring a korban pesach. Do we say this person has a chiyuv to netire himself and to bring the korban pesach? Or do we say no, leave him alone? Right now this person is tamei, he can't bring the korban right now. What should he do? He'll wait the pesach sheni. What do we say about tumah? So Gemara says like this. The kula tzibur tameim. If the old tzibur would become tamei, if rova the tzibur is tamei, the din is loy madinan olayhu. We don't tell them they have to become tor. We don't give them a din to say we I'm madina. I'm not sure. We has what madina means hazor, but we don't say we have to make hazor on them. We don't say we have to be mitired old tzibur. Ella, what do we tell them to do? Av de betumah, fakat, leave them alone. Rov tzibur at tumeya meisim, the loch rid, the rov of the tzibur is tumey, they could bring the korban betumah right now. We don't tell them, first make hazor. It's even in a case that rov of the tzibur touched the meis 7 days ago. Let's say 7 days ago there was a big levaya, everybody in the whole stock was matam with that meis. So now, erev Pesach, 7 days later, lechur, everybody, if they would make hazor on them, the old tzibur would become tor. So why don't we say everybody has to become Torah? Then we say no. Because halacha is when the tzibur is betumah, there's no din to make them Torah. You let them bring the korban the way they are. So you can bring a betumah. A tzibur has no din to make hazor on them. They have no chiyuv to matir themselves. So they bring the korban the way they are. Elo the din is avdei betumah. They bring the korban betumah. Oy bazoi yochid nami. A yochid has the exact same halacha. Yochid nami potter. A yochid now also has no chiyuv to bring a korban pesach. Heis the yochid. In our case now that he was tomei neis and the seventh day is erev pesach. Right now he's not worried to bring a korban pesach. So we say, just like a tzibur does not have to be matir himself, who then that's the svara, yochid also does not have to be matir himself. So that was Reb Lezer's halacha. That's what Reb Lezer says, you have no right to make tazor now on Erev Pesach. Because this yochid, what is he? He's tamei. He's a tamei neis. He has no chiyuv to matir himself. Why? I'm not sure what the svara is, but I'm not the svara, since a tzibur has no chiyuv to matir himself, who then a yochid also has no chiyuv to matir himself. That's Reb Lezer's svara. So therefore, there's no kasha on oral. Before we've yes the kasha, the Brisa says, if a person is an oral and didn't make a bris milah, and it comes Erev Pesach, if he doesn't make a bris milah, it's chayiv koris. So we see he has a chiyuv to make himself bring a korban Pesach. That's only an oral, because even the Hotzibur has to make a bris milah on them to bring the korban Pesach. Now, Shankin, if you're only tamei, Tumah, since the Tzibur, when they're Tomei, we don't tell them to make themselves Tor. We rather let them bring the Korban Pesach. But Tumah, now if a Yochid is Tomei and Erev Pesach, we don't say he has a Chiyiv to Matar himself, but rather, you have a Ptur. Right now you're Tomei, you're an honest. You can't bring the Korban right now. What should you do? Wait the Pesach Sheni, bring it then. Therefore, Reb Lezer says, the Hazor, to sprinkle the Mechatas on this person on Shabbat, Erev Pesach, there's no Heter. It's not Doicha Shabbos. Because this person is not called Mechuyiv in the Korban Pesach. That's what the Gemara wants to answer. That's what Rabbi wanted to answer. So Gemara says, now, Omale Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua al Rava. So Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, asked Rava like this. Barei Pesach Sheni, I'll bring you right that your tzushtel, your svar here, is not so right. Barei Pesach Sheni, the case in the Pesach Sheni, the lay save it Tzibur. There's no din Tzibur. A Tzibur never has to bring a Pesach Sheni. Because usually, if the Tzibur was Tomei, the first Pesach, what do? They bring the Pesach Rishon. So who has to bring the Pesach Sheni? Only Yechidim. In a case where most of the people were Tor. So everybody brought the Korban B'Tor. Now, if you were Tomei, you're pushed off to bring the Pesach Sheni. So Pesach Sheni never have by Tzibur. Tzibur never brings the Pesach Sheni. Because they always brought the Pesach Rishon. The East of the Yochid, and so you see a Yochid does have to bring a Pesach Sheni. So you see there are cases that the Tzibur doesn't have to do it, but a Yochid does have to do it. So maybe here by Tumor also, even though when the Tzibur is Tomei, we don't say they have to be Matari themselves, but maybe a Yochid, he does have to be Matari himself. A Yochid right then, as far as Poshin, the Tzibur doesn't have to be Matari themselves, because they could bring the Tumor, the Korban, the Tumor, so let them bring it to where they are. But a Yochid now, if you're not going to be Matari yourself, you can't bring the Korban today. So maybe you do have to be Matari yourself. Just like you see by Pesach Sheni, a Yochid brings a Pesach Sheni, not a Tzibur. Omalei answered back, Shani Yosam, there's no raya from there by Pesach Sheni. To Ovid lay Tzibur Barishan. You know why a Tzibur doesn't have a Pesach Sheni? Not because they can't do it, but because they did already Pesach Rishan. He said, Tzibur never is pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Who's pushed off the Pesach Sheni? Only a Tomei, a Yochid. But if the Tzibur, most, the majority of the people are Tomei, the law is they're allowed to bring the Pesach Rishan. So that's why you don't have a Pesach Sheni. So I call upon him, it could be Rabbi Svar is right. That whatever's there by a Tzibur, that's what a Yochid has to do. So if the Rov of the Tzibur are Reilim, they have to make a Bris Milah, Yochid also has to do it. But a Rov of the Tzibur is Tomei, they don't have to be Matar himself, who are then a Yochid does not have to be Matar himself. Meisvei, yes, another Kasha. Meisvei. Yochid, I would think, Loya Yonish Koris, a person does not have a Chiyat Koris for not bringing a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, Ella. I would think, who is the only one that has a Chiyat Koris? Either Shoya Tor, Vishlohoya Vedach Rechoika, only a person that was Tor, so he has no reason why he didn't bring it. And also he wasn't too far away. He was near a boundary of Yerushalayim. He could have come to Yerushalayim on Erev Pesach to bring the Korban. So such a person as Mamish Oyva the Avera, the Mezid, he has a Chiyuv Koris for not bringing the Korban Pesach. What about an Oral? Somebody does not have a Bris Milah. Vitome Sheretz, somebody touched the Sheretz today, that's why he can't come to the Beis and he can't bring his Korban. Any other type of tumah person has. How do I know that if that person does not bring the korban pesach, that he's not chayiv a koris? Minayin. Talmudim the poshik says v'ish. An extra poshik. An ish that didn't bring his korban. Mashma, only special people have a chayiv koris, but not people that are tumayim.
No, Pekev, forgive me. So Pekev, Yischo is Kev. We're saying this person is Chai, Pekev. Who adinates an oral? A person that doesn't have a bris milah. We say if he doesn't make the milah today, he's Chayav Karis. Who adin Tomer Sheretz? He should have been table in the mikvah today and become Torah. The Sharkot Tzmeyim Minayim, that they also have a Chayav Karis. Tamalayim Avish. So the more midako mahadara Tomer Sheretz, since we're talking about now Tomer Sheretz, is the Churuk Yisova, this time holds, Ein Sheikhtin Vizorchin al Tomer Sheretz. You should know you're not allowed to send the korban right now. Right now that you're a Tomer Sheretz, you're not allowed to send the korban Pesach. And still we're saying, you have a Chiyuv Karis. Why do you have a Chiyuv Karis? Vice versa, you should have been mitaren yourself. Because if you're going to tell me this Tana holds, Sheikhtin Bezorchin Tomer Sheretz, that if a person only touched the Sheretz, so the law is he has to go to the mikvah, and it becomes Torah at night. But if he is allowed to send the korban Pesach right now, send the korban, so lomali laduri alei. What do I have to have a special posse to tell me that this person has a chi of chorus? Hainu tor, he's mamish a toradika person. Hey, the way he is right now, he's allowed to send the korban Pesach. Tell him how you see this price old, the klal is, that even a tomei sheret is ain't shech nebzorch no olov. You're not allowed to bring the korban Pesach the way you are right now. And still we say, this person has a chi of chorus for not bringing the korban Pesach. Alma, what do we see from this brayso? Af agav deloy chazio, even though this person right now is tummy. And the way he is right now, he's not allowed to bring the korban Pesach. Still we say, chiyuv yalei, this person has a chiyuv to bring the korban Pesach. What does that mean? He has a chiyuv to matar himself. He has a chiyuv to make that zo on him. He has a chiyuv to go to the mikvah. Even though right now that it's tummy, he can't bring the korban Pesach. Still we say, don't look at the way you are right now. But since you have a possibility to make yourself Torah, and then you would have a chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach, we say you have a chiyuv to matar yourself, and you have to bring the Korban Pesach. And if you don't do that, you have a chiyuv chorus. Is alma afagad deloy chazia, chiyuv yalei, v'yafagad deleisei b'tzibur. Even though it's tzibur in this case, if the tzibur is tomei neis, they don't have to be matar themselves. Still isi v'yochid. Still a single person, if you're a Tomei Mason, today's the seventh day. That's what it says, Tomei Sheretz really is Lav Davka. Tomei Sheretz just means you only Tomei for one day. Now, when you touch your mace, usually you Tomei for 7 days. So the first 6 days, you're not called the Tomei Sheretz, it's called the Tomei Mace. The seventh day, though, right now, that's Doima to a Tomei Sheretz. Because all your Tomei is just today, today's the last day. Tonight, you become Tor. So the chiddush is though, you have to have hazod though, you have to sprinkle upon you the mechatis. So the shalom, this person right now, that's a tomei meis. And the seventh day, he comes down Erev Pesach. Do we look at it, this person is tomei. Right now he has no chiyuv to bring the korban Pesach. Or else no, we're saying no. Since today, you could make hazod on you, you could sprinkle the mechatis on you, then you become Torah. So we look as if you have a chiyuv to bring the korban Pesach, you have a chiyuv to do it, and if you don't do it, you chayav koris. Even though the tzibur doesn't have this chiyuv. So you see, clearly, not like Rabbi wanted to say. Rabbi wanted to say, Rabbi Lezer holds, ain't shechtin, and he holds, therefore, that you're not mechui v'dover. Here we see clearly that you are mechui v'dover. It's called a chiyuv. Kelo marova. So maybe we're back to the original kasha then. Why did Rabbi Lezer hold? Why does Rabbi Lezer hold that hazor you can't do on Erev Pesach, that Shabbos? Why is that different than an oral? An oral, we say, you do have to make a bris milah. So why don't we say the Azor also, you have to make Azor to matar yourself. Why does Rabbi Lezer hold, no, if a person is Tomei Mace, and today is the seventh day, we don't let him make the Azor on Shabbos. Why not? Elo Amar Rova, Kisava Rabbi Lezer, Shoichten V'zorchna Tomei Sheretz, Hatayah V'hu Adin L'Tomei Mace B'Shvi Yishaloy, and who Adin L'Tomei Mace, if today is the seventh day in the Erev Pesach, he is allowed to bring a Korban Pesach. The way he is right now, even though he's a Tomei Mace, but today's the seventh day, we let him make a Korban Pesach. What should be the purpose of making Zazor? Is even without making Zazor, Rabbi Lezer, you are allowed to make a Shliach and let somebody bring the Korban for you. You're allowed to let somebody bring the Korban for you. What should be the purpose to make Zazor sprinkle the Mechatas on you? Is Lechura only Lachila? The Nafkumina is, can you eat the meat tonight? If they don't sprinkle the mechatas on you, you're still tummy. It comes tonight, you're still tummy mace. You're not allowed to eat from the korban. But to bring the korban itself, Rabbi Lezer Shita is, you could bring the korban even though you're tummy. The only thing is, you're not allowed to eat from the meat. Of a zoy, Rabbi Lezer Shita is, achilas psochim le makfor. Rabbi Lezer Shita is, even if you don't eat from the korban Pesach, still it's not makiv. Still you could be mekayim mitzvahs hakrovas korban pesach. We don't look at it whole like this. We brought gemaras before that the ikur, the korban pesach, always is to be able to eat the meat at night. And if you can't eat the meat at night, you're not mekayim the korban pesach. Reb Lezel's not like that. He holds achilas korban pesach is not makiv. The ikur of the korban pesach is just to bring it. So Reb Lezel's shita is, if a person was a tamei meis, but today is the seventh day, since today is the seventh day, he's allowed to have a korban pesach brought for him. He can make a shliach to bring the korban for him. So b'zoi, there's no purpose in making the azor. The azor today would only make it possible for him to eat the korban at night. Eating the korban according to Reb Lezel is not deich, it's not likuva. Therefore, since you can make the mitzvah without this, this inyan is not deich Shabbos. A narwhal is worse. So only Tom Macy is saying now. Only Tom Macy is saying. Why is the Tom Macy different? Let's see, Rashi, Yelam, Rav, Yisrael, and Shot, and Mekon, 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 and In Cain, Nimtza Pesach Nishchash Shloi Loichlov. If you tell me now a case that the person, the Bailim, is a Tomei Meis. So it comes tonight, he didn't have the Azor done to him, he can't eat this Korban. So how can you shech this Korban for him today? L'chur Ablaiz like Nishchash Shloi Loichlov. We had a mission before. If you shech the Korban Pesach al Manasa Choylo, that can't eat it, it's for him, the Korban is Pusul. Because the Pusul says a Korban Pesach has to be eaten. Or Malay, he answered like this. Shalayli Oichlov, what does the Mishnah mean that it's possum? If you shech the korban only al manas, that people that can't eat it, that means that that person, the metzias, the person who can't eat it, lechayla luzokin, a person that's sick or an older person that can't eat the meat, to lechazia, such a person that the metzias, the nature of that person is, he can't eat it. That's a psul. Avalhai, this person right now, mechse chazia, really this person is such a person that could eat the meat. He's able to eat the meat. Just the kuni udulemasakin. There's something stopping him from eating it. That's not a psul. That's what you have to answer according to Reb Lezer. That's the widash in the pasuk. Rashi. The pasuk is in Kemz Rashi. The tamei meischal shvi shlo berpesach. The shabbos sheicht in the zorkin obav a pishen sevlo lozas nimtza pesach. But not be the firkin shachas lo loichlo pasul. I don't know. We had a pasuk ishlo for yochlo to chaysu. We had the pasuk was that the korban pesach has to be able to be eaten. So if you shech the korban pesach only for a chayla. Or for a sick or for older person that can't eat the meat, it's possible. And the Gemara, according to Reb Lezer, there's a difference. If that person in the nature he can't eat it, so that's a psul. Mashenk and Hila, this person is a bar achila. Just that there's something from stopping him, that's not the psul. In other words, not that there's a custom that korban pesach has to be eaten. It's a psul that if a shas yeshech the korban pesach, you have in mind only for a certain type of a person that person, his nature is that he can't eat meat. He's too old or he's too sick. That's the Torah that is possible. But if you're shechting it almas to this person that's tamei, even though right now something's stopping you from eating it, but since the person himself could eat it, there's no psul or shtel oichlof. That's what you have to say according to Reb Lezer. Therefore, that's Reb Lezer shita. Hazor is not the Shabbos because it's not likuva. You can make the Korban Pesach without the Hazor. Mashenkin and Orol, there we say no. Kozi man, you're an Orol can't bring a Korban Pesach. Therefore, there's a Yavachiyav to make the Orla, to make the Mila on Shabbos. The male, if you don't do it, you chayv koros. Oral is different. Right, the klal omer of Akiva. The Mishnah says a klal. That what the Akiva says, any mitzvah, that the only the mitzvah itself is Zeich Shabbos. But anything that you could have done before Shabbos is not Zeich Shabbos. Hey, the Hechshu mitzvah is not Zeich Shabbos. Omer of Yudom Arav. Halokha Krab Kiva. We are about the Pasuk of Akiva. Anything that you could have done before Shabbos and you didn't, it's not Zeich Shabbos. The more tzanan nami gavi milu, we pass in the same halacha the geit tilchus milu on Shabbos. Kia gavnam. Klal amr Rabbi Kiva. Kol malacha shesh lasoysim erah Shabbos. Any type of malacha carrying the knife, making the knife, you could have done that before Shabbos. Is ain't a doichas a Shabbos. If you forgot to bring the knife to the kid, you're not allowed to carry it on Shabbos. Mashenke milu, the actual cutting off of the milu. Sheyesh lasoysim erah Shabbos, that you can't do because that's not yom hashmini. We're talking about yom hashmini is Shabbos. You can't do that on Friday. The male of Dirch is a Shabbos. The Yom Rav Yudah, my Rav, Halacha Rebbe Kiva, we pass on Rebbe Kiva. For the Gemara, it's like, Otrichem. But the Kasha, why do we have to say two times Halacha Rebbe Kiva? The Chuz is the exact same Svaris. That Dirch is Shabbos, either Korban Pesach or else Mila, it's only what has to be done on Shabbos. But so, Something you could have done before Shabbos is not doing a Shabbos. Why does he have to paskin twice? So tomorrow night you need both. The Yashminin Gabbat Pesach, we only hear over here our case by Pesach. Hosam Atayim Mitzvah Ledochi Shabbos Mishum Lenichrasu Olov Sholosh Esrei Brises. Should be the guest in some Machshirim. Hosam Du Machshirim Mitzvah Ledochi Shabbos. Only here by Pesach I tell you. The reason why carrying the korban or cutting off the growth is not doing a Shabbos, because korban Pesach doesn't have Yud Gimel Bris instead of Aaron. The Torah didn't say 13 times Lashon Bris. Mashenken Avamila. Making a meal on Yom HaShemini, the Nichusu Aleh Shalosh Esrei Brises. And the Torah says 13 times the Torah about an Indian of Bris Mila, it says. So Mela, I would think, maybe since Mila is so choshev, even a Hechshe Mitzvah carrying the knife that you could have done before Shabbos, maybe it is Doicha Shabbos. That's why you have to tell me, even by Mila, we pass the Rebbe Kiva. I let it just say the Mishnah Mila, and I would know for sure the Halacha of Korban Pesach, what you could have done before Shabbos is not Doicha Shabbos. The Yashmin and Mila, I would think, Hosamu the Machshirim Mitzvah Doicha Shabbos, the Lech HaKoros. Because there's no chiyuv karas upon the tinnik itself. There's a shiloh, there's a chiyuv karas not making a mila by a godol. I call upon a posh of the tinnik himself, there's no chiyuv karas for not doing the mila. Avo pesach, the ikka karas say melitcha tricham. Mashenke by korban pesach, if you don't bring it, there's an ista karas, just see such a chomedic in you bringing the korban pesach. Maybe I would think even the hechshe mitzvah you didn't do before Shabbos, you forgot to carry the animal from chusat chum. Maybe it should be mutter to do on Shabbos. Kamashman al mishnah, no. What's Doicha Shabbos is only the korban itself. But what you could have done before Shabbos is not Doicha Korban Pesach. So to Mishnah. Eimosai nevi chagigam, imai. When do we say on Erev Pesach, you're supposed to bring with the Korban Pesach a Korban Chagiga, or Shlonim also? When is that? Bizman Shubo b'choyim. When you bring in the Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach comes down the weekday. So you're allowed to bring Korban Shlonim then also. Bitaira, when the person is tor, over Muet. Only when it's a Miet, there are not enough people. You don't have enough people there, so in other words, umut means there's not enough meat to be eaten. And Rashi says, Eimusai maybe ima chagiga. The Gemara boy, my time leyel the Tony chagiga. Like, who's talking about korban chagiga that we start talking about? When do we bring it? It should have first said, there's a chiyuv to bring korban chagiga. Vait imai ima pesach bi'abosa benitzen. Hey, sometimes you bring a korban chagiga on Erev Pesach. When is that? Bizman shabo b'chol b'tayrim. The Alpha gav the Pesach dochi Shabbos b'tumah. Even though if it's Shabbos, you could bring the korban Pesach, or if the tzibur is b'tumah, they could bring the korban of the chagiga l'dachim. But to bring a korban chagiga shlomim, that for sure is not doicha Shabbos, it's not doicha tumah. Over muet, the Rashi shoya Pesach muet le'achilas bnei chabura. They have a korban Pesach for 100 people, so everybody's going to get a small portion from the korban Pesach. Then we say there's an inyan to bring a chagiga also on Erev Pesach. V'yoichlen a chagiga tchila. Because then the pshat is that comes at night, but it says it by night, first they should eat the meat from the korban chagiga. Kedei, she'e Pesach gemas v'yosem, v'etichoshev le'machilem. That usually the korban Pesach is supposed to be eaten ala seiva. It's supposed to be filled up, and not filled up with gamrid, but you're not supposed to be hungry. When you eat something when you're hungry, it's not a choshev achilo. When a person is normal, he's not hungry, and he eats something, that's called a real choshev achilo. So luckily, the korban pesach is supposed to be eaten when you're ready, besoiva, filled up. So if you don't have enough meat to fill yourself up from the korban pesach, how are you going to be yotzei the mitzvah? Then there's an inyan b'daf on Erev Pesach to bring korbanos also, bring a korban shlomim, bring the chagigam. So when it comes Pesach by night, you'll eat first a lot of meat from the korban chagigah, and then when you're filled up, you're satisfied, not filled, when you're satisfied, then you'll eat from the korban Pesach. Then there's an inyan. So the Mishnah, over Zman Shabbos v'Shabbos, but Erev Pesach v'Shabbos, or else the Meruba, when you have enough meat, you don't need any more meat, you have enough, you only have 5 people on the korban Pesach. Over Tumah, or else the old Tzibris Tomei, then ain't Nevin Ima chagigah. You don't bring chagigah on Erev Pesach. Bashenkin drew out during Pesach, there is a chiyuv to bring korban chagiga. Now, if the mitzvah chagiga on korban Pesach, chagiga is a bo min atzoin. A korban chagiga you can bring from the sheep or min abaka from cattle, min akfosu from lambs or min ezer from goats, min aschor from a zocher min anakevus, min achelus lishna yom b'lay lechon. Hey, the chagiga has the same shlomim on it that it's eaten for 2 days and the night in between. So tomorrow, man tana toni chagiga. Where did the tana talk about bringing a chagiga that it says, Eimosai, when do we bring it? Who said you bring a chagiga all together? And the Gemara tana is going on the Mishnah before. Ha'kevosar v'yavayosad l'adochi Shabbos. Before we said on Erev Pesach, if you did not carry your korban Pesach to the base of Midrash before Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry it there on Shabbos. Ugetoni nami chagiga l'adochi Shabbos. So that's why our Mishnah starts talking about chagiga also. that Chagigir also is not Doicha Shabbos. Vochi Kom, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Eimosai mevi an ima Chagiga, when do you bring a Korban Chagiga on Erev Pesach with the Korban Pesach? Bizman Shabbat B'chol. Only when it's a weekday. And B'tayra, the people are Torah then, over Muach, you don't have enough meat teed from the Korban Pesach. Mashenkein, if it's Shabbos, then you don't bring the Chagiga. That's why our Tana now talks about Chagiga, because the Hemshech of the Mishnah before, that on Shabbos you can't carry your animal to the Beis HaMikdash, who are then on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, you don't bring the Korban Chagiga either. Omer Rav Ashi, Shema Mino, Chagiga Sar Ba'osor, Lav Chay V'si. That you bring a Korban Chagiga on Erev Pesach, there's no real Chiyiv, it's not a mitzvah you have